Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about a piece of legislation that is near and dear to you, a piece of legislation you sponsored that deals with Hep C treatment and screening. And this piece of legislation has been finally signed into law. Talk to us about the process that this went through and what this bill will do for folks, especially those who may not know that they are infected.
Yes, I'm delighted that the governor yesterday signed House Bill 59, now Act 87 of 2016, into law. This new law requires individuals born between 1945 and 1965, the baby boomer generation, to be offered hepatitis C testing when receiving health services as an inpatient in a hospital or receiving primary care services in an outpatient department of a hospital, healthcare facility, or a physician's office. The new law will help keep Pennsylvanians safe by offering testing to those most likely to have hepatitis C but are unaware of their blood infection. By increasing testing opportunities, it will ensure that more individuals living with this virus become aware of their infection status and get available treatments for which over 90% can be cured. Hepatitis C is a liver disease caused by the hepatitis C virus. It is one of the more common blood-borne infections in the United States, with an estimated 4 million individuals infected and half of those individuals being undiagnosed. So millions of people have hepatitis C, but they are not aware of it. Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer and the leading cause of liver transplants. And according to the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, hepatitis C is most prevalent in the baby boomer generation, but also many Vietnam-era veterans and people of color are also susceptible to having hepatitis C. Many individuals were infected because the nation's blood supply was not screened for hepatitis C until 1992. In 2012, the CDC released guidelines recommending those born between 1945 and 1965 get tested for hepatitis C. The active screening for hepatitis C, as opposed to waiting for symptoms and more serious diseases to arise from having the disease, results in major cost savings for taxpayers. In fact, the estimated medical costs associated with treating baby boomers with hepatitis C, many of whom will age into the Medicare system at age 65, will rise from $30 billion in 2009 to $85 billion annually by 2024. So I'm pleased this legislation was signed into law. I'm hopeful we will be able to discover individuals who have the disease and provide them with effective medical treatment and hopefully a cure. Through diagnosis, patients are in a position in which they can make informed decisions about their health care. And if they do have hepatitis C, almost 95 to 98% of them have a good likelihood of being tested. I have been tested myself as a baby boomer. Fortunately, I did not test positive, and it was a great relief for me personally, and I would recommend all other good folks within that age group to be tested as soon as possible.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.